All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our April 14th, 2025 Rules Committee meeting. I'm your chair, Supervisor Shimon Walton, joined by Vice Chair Stephen Sherrill, and of course, our President Mandelman, and we have Supervisor Mahmoud here as our guest this morning. Our clerk is Victor Young, and I would also like to thank Eugene Labadia from SFGov TV for making sure that this meeting is broadcast for the public. Mr. Clerk, do you have any announcements?
Yes, public comment will be taken on each item on this agenda. When your item of interest comes up and public comment is called, please line up to speak on your right. Alternatively, you may submit public comment in writing either of the following ways. Email them to myself, the Rules Committee Clerk, at victor.young@sfgov.org. If you submit public comment by email, it will be included as part of the file. You may also send written comment via U.S. mail to our office in City Hall, 1 Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett Place, room 244, San Francisco, California, 94102. Please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted to the clerk. Items acted upon today are expected to appear on the Board of Supervisors' agenda on April 22, 2025, unless otherwise stated. That completes my initial announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Please call item number one.
Item number one is ordinance amending the administrative code to allow city departments to purchase content and data subscriptions without complying with solicitation requirements that would otherwise apply and without adhering to provisions in the municipal code that impose obligations on contracting parties as a condition to agreements with the city and to list conditions required for amendments or modifications of such agreements.
Thank you, and I believe we have a team from the City Administrator's Office here to present this item.
Good morning, committee members. Thank you, Chair Walton, for inviting us here to speak today. And good morning, Vice Chair Sherrill, President Mandelman, and Supervisor Mahmoud. My name is Molly Peterson, and I'm pleased to be here today on behalf of the Office of the City Administrator to speak with you about this proposed legislation related to data and content subscriptions. I have a very short presentation to share with some background and context, and then I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. And I also know we have some city departments here in the gallery who are also happy to speak about how this legislation would support their departments. And I wanted to start by thanking Supervisor Mahmoud for introducing this legislation. So I wanted to start my presentation by talking a little bit about the city's procurement
landscape. Real quick, sorry to interrupt you. We do have some comments from Supervisor Mahmoud. My apologies.
Thank you, Chair Walton. Sorry to cut you off, Molly, but thank you again for bringing this ordinance to our office. And I just wanted to speak briefly about why we carried it forward and I think the impact it can have for our city. I know when we took office, a lot of what we wanted to focus on was how can we help city departments do their service on behalf of the people. And I believe that this legislation will provide departments with an important pathway to purchase a very specific, just very focused type of information, which is data and content subscriptions that you need to do the work you do. I know I was surprised when I then talked to Michael, the city librarian, and then Carmen Chu, our city administrator, on the types of data services that you were not able to access. The city librarian couldn't access basic business data and provide it for free to the public. Instead, they're handing out paper manuals. In the city administrator's office, I know that back in college, we would use LexisNexis. I hated that term, but so old, but it was like a software tool that we used to find legal data and stuff that we needed to access for free. But it seems it's difficult to provide LexisNexis internally in the city of San Francisco. And so I firmly believe that as elected officials, we have to do what we can to make government work smarter, work more efficiently, and provide the data and the software that we are used to providing in the private sector. But right now, I think, as I understand it, the city's contracting process is making it difficult for the departments to operate in this way. And this is because the current code that this legislation is amending was written in the 1990s, when physical books were the only mechanism to get data. And as a result, departments from the treasurer to the assessor recorder have been delayed for months every year in purchasing the data that they need, while others like the city librarian, like I mentioned, are providing outdated paper manuals to the public instead of the digital content subscriptions to residents who rely on public resources that, as private residents, we have access to in our everyday lives. And so I think how we approach reforming and modernizing government, we have to be nimble and effective. And this is just one important roadblock that we can remove to make things easier and more efficient. And I do believe that this legislation is table stakes to bring our city government into the 21st century. And this is a very focused legislation. It's focused on a very one specific type of data conduct, which I'm looking forward to, Molly, you kind of share more context on the type of services this will help our community and our public with. But it's not an expansive effort. It's very focused on a one type of data that we take for granted. And I'm excited to be welcomed and joined today by representatives from the city administrator, city treasurer, Jose Cisneros, our assessor recorder, Joaquin Torres, and our city librarian, Michael Lambert, and others who will speak about the need for this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Mahmoud. And now we will hear back from City Administrator's Office.
Thank you so much, Chair Walton, and thank you, Supervisor Mahmoud, for those opening remarks. I think that's exactly right, and so I'm excited to share more context and background today and talk specifically, as you say, about the sort of tailored, narrow use case that we're moving forward with this legislation. So I'll start, and this is slide 2 in your packet, talking about the city's overall procurement landscape and challenges that this landscape can cause for city departments who need to make purchases, such as data and content subscriptions, to support their operations. So I lead the government operations team in the city administrator's office, and for the last several years, we've been working to identify and to address challenges in procurement here in San Francisco, because we see that the city's procurement framework can be quite difficult to navigate, and I'll share just a few points here this morning. First, we see that our procurement landscape is quite complex. There are many laws and rules and regulations and business processes that fit into city procurement, and many stakeholders involved in that process. We also see that procurement is quite decentralized. There's a number of departments and agencies and divisions and offices across the city who play a role in city procurement, whether that be to review and approve a contract, whether that be to run a program that impacts city contracting, you know, support technology and systems, a whole host of different things. And so because of that complexity and that decentralization, we see that it is very, very difficult at times for city departments to get through the city contracting process. And in addition, we see that elements of the city's contracting process really prescribe a one-size-fits-all approach, regardless of what's being purchased. And that can be difficult because, as we know, there are different supply chains, different markets that different goods and services come from, and those vary by product or service area. And so if we move to slide 3, we see that this procurement landscape can make it very difficult for departments to purchase these data and content subscriptions, as Supervisor Mahmoud offered. And so, as he mentioned, there are many examples of this across the city, but I'll offer just a few more here this morning. We're seeing this related to commercial lease information that our Treasurer and Tax Collector's Office needs to assess proper business tax. We see this issue with commercial property information that our Assessor Recorder's Office needs to support their commercial assessments and valuation work. We see this also in terms of resources that we want to provide to the public, as Supervisor Mahmoud mentioned, through the San Francisco Public Library. And so there's a real impact here when departments struggle to get what they need to support their core work. We know it can delay or threaten the quality of service that we're able to deliver for San Francisco. So moving to slide 4, let's talk specifically about the issues with data and content subscriptions that this legislation seeks to address, and then I'll speak on the next slide about how this legislation does that. So first and foremost, the city's contracting process is generally to negotiate a long-form, complex contract. Oftentimes, those contracts are 20 to 30 pages in length, with all of our detailed terms and conditions and San Francisco-specific laws and policies. And as Supervisor Mamou mentioned, many of the online content and data subscriptions we get used to come in the form of a physical reference book. So you can imagine that a long-form, complex contract with many terms and conditions just isn't the right fit for that type of purchase. In addition, businesses who sell this content to us often work with many jurisdictions and clients across the region or across the state or across the country, and so they're often not willing to negotiate with us as a one-off, as a single client, or change their business operations for us as a single client. And the city, in many cases, lacks the leverage to bring them to the negotiating table. Not always, but oftentimes, these purchases are pretty low dollar. They don't cost very much. And so we simply don't have the purchasing power to bring folks to the table. And even if we did, like I said, it's hard to get folks to change the way that they do business for us as a single client. And so moving to our last slide in our packet, this legislation would address these issues in two key ways. First, the legislation would exempt these data and content subscription purchases from certain elements of the city's contracting process, including solicitation requirements and obligations that we place on city contractors. And so functionally, what this will do is it will give the city a lot more flexibility to negotiate with vendors when we're seeking to purchase these data or content subscriptions. That said, as Supervisor Mahmood said, anytime we're dealing with an online product of any kind, we need to make sure the city is protected. And so this legislation offers a really detailed definition, a somewhat narrow detailed definition of the types of purchases that can benefit from this easier process. So it is limited to situations where the city is downloading or receiving data, and it does not include situations in which the city is providing or uploading any city data, because that would need sort of a different level of contractual protection for the city. So this is really just that limited use case of when the city is receiving data or content. So that's the end of my formal presentation. I'm more than happy to stick around if there are any questions about the legislation. Thank you all so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Molly. I do have a couple of questions.
Please.
Just one for me, and this is particularly a time period where we are cracking down on our nonprofits and we're making sure that everyone adheres to our procurement processes here in the city. And so I'm wondering why now and why at this time, when one of the focuses are making sure that folks are adhering to our procurement processes.
Yeah, sure. I really appreciate the question, Chair Walton. Thank you. Because you're correct that, especially as it relates to nonprofits, this is something we're seeing more and more of. We are our GovOps team, which, you know, we've been tasked with improving city procurement, both for city staff, but also, as you mentioned, for our suppliers, for our nonprofits and businesses and whatnot. And so we are paying attention closely to grants and nonprofits. This specific legislation is really around these low-risk purchases where there's not a need necessarily to be monitoring performance or some of those other items. And so it makes sense, we think, to reduce requirements in this area. But I hear you, and you're right, and I'm happy to work with your office to identify if there's specific ways that we should be thinking about making the process for nonprofits easier as well. And I really appreciate the question.
No, and thank you so much. I think for me, and I guess this is not really a question, and I understand the narrow scope, which is why this is something I will support. But I also just get concerned about opening the floodgates for pushing legislation that addresses non-compliance and allowing for contracts, et cetera, to happen easier. And this is not just for this, but there are a lot of things that are happening in the city now where we are waiving requirements. And so I'm just concerned that we're going in a direction where this may go too far. But definitely understand the narrow scope of this legislation. And so that is why I'm supportive. I don't see any of my colleagues on the roster, so we will go to public comment. Thank you.
Yes, members of the public who wish to speak on this item should line up to speak at this time. Each speaker will be allowed 2 minutes. Are there any members of the public who would like to provide comment on this matter? There are no speakers.
Thank you. Seeing no speakers, public comment is now closed. President Mendelman.
Thank you, Chair Walton. I want to thank Supervisor Mahmood and city staff who worked on this. It is a hard balance to figure out, you know, where and how to advance our social policy priorities versus contracting for the thing that we want. I think this is a set of contracts where it's really hard to actually get a contracting party to negotiate with us on the things that we might want to see included, and I think it is important that we have these data contracts, whether they're, you know, whether they're willing to talk to us or not. We still need them, and so I think this is a good piece of legislation, and happy to co-sponsor it. Thank you, Supervisor Mahmood.
Thank you, President Mendelman. Seeing no one else on the roster, anyone want to make a motion? President Mendelman. Yeah.
I will move that we forward this to the full board with positive recommendation.
Thank you. Mr. Clerk, on the motion.
Yes, on that motion. Vice Chair Sherrill.
Aye.
Sherrill, aye. Member Mendelman.
Aye.
Mendelman, aye. Chair Walton.
Aye.
Walton, aye. The motion passes without objection.
Thank you. Motion carries. Mr. Clerk, do we have any more business?
That completes the agenda for today.
Thank you so much, everybody. We are adjourned.